This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Slovakia Friday approved a plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets. Slovakia is the second NATO country following Poland that has answered Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's many requests for the aircraft to help his country battle the Russian invasion. Slovakian Prime Minister Eduard Heger said his country is on the right side of history in providing the retired fleet of 13 MiG-29s to Ukraine. Reporting from Kyiv, VOA correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program, the fighter jets are something the Ukrainian military has been requesting from its allies since the invasion began last year.
This aircraft is something that Ukraine was asking for in line with modern aircraft as well. But MiG aircraft is something that Ukrainian pilots used to that Ukraine also use, Ukrainian army also use. So this is Soviet type aircraft. And basically Ukrainians do not need training to use this.
Chernikova reports the Ukrainian military said the planes will be important for a counteroffensive they're planning in the coming months. The Defense Ministry intelligence reports that Russian military and the Wagner Group forces have recently gained footholds west of the Bakhmutka River in the town of Bakhmut. The ministry said the river had recently marked the front line of the battle and the fighting in the Donbas town. The report said Ukrainian forces continue to defend the western portion of Bakhmut. The report goes on to say Russia is conducting some of its lowest rates of local offensive fighting since January, most likely because Russian forces have temporarily depleted their combat power to such an extent that even local offensive actions are not currently sustainable. The British Defense Ministry says the Russians will likely increase their offensive potential once personnel and munition stocks are replenished. Until then, the ministry said the Russian commanders will likely be forced to choose between carrying out offensive operations and defense of the front line. This is VOA News. Australia Friday announced it's planning to buy up to 220 Tomahawk cruise missiles from the United States. The deal comes at days after Australia announced it would buy nuclear-powered attack submarines from the U.S. to modernize its fleet amid growing concern about China's influence in the Indo-Pacific. At a news conference with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Defense Industry Minister Pat Conroy said the missiles could be fired from the Virginia-class submarines Australia will be buying under the so-called U.S.-Australia AUKUS defense agreement.
Will the Virginia-class come equipped to fire heavyweight torpedoes and Tomahawk cruise missiles? And without getting ahead of ourselves, we certainly want the best possible capability for the Australian Defence Force, and that includes the ability to strike opponents as far away as possible from the Australian mainland. So cruise missiles are a critical part of that, as are the submarines that launch them.
China's foreign ministry said Friday the U.S. defense sales to Australia will only increase tensions in the region. It's St. Patrick's Day in the U.S., what has become a White House tradition. The U.S. President Joe Biden will host Ireland's prime minister. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
First Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar and his partner will attend a breakfast with Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband. Then President Biden holds a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister in the White House Oval Office. Biden and Varadkar head to the Capitol for a noontime lunch with congressional leaders, hosted by the Friends of Ireland Caucus. Later, Biden will host a White House reception for Varadkar. Biden plans to visit both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland this year, the 25th anniversary of the U.S.-brokered Good Friday Accord, which helped end sectarian violence that had raged for three decades over the issue of Northern Ireland unifying with Ireland or remaining part of the United Kingdom. Biden, who often speaks of his Irish heritage, has declared March Irish Heritage Month and is even dyeing the South Lawn fountain green. Donna Warder, Washington.
Protesters took to the streets in Paris Friday after French President Emmanuel Macron chose to move forward with a controversial plan to reform the country's pension system without a parliamentary vote. Protests continued across the country, and opposition parties prepared to call a no-confidence vote Friday. Macron Thursday used the constitutional power to pass legislation raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a parliamentary vote. Two-thirds of French voters oppose the pension overall. The strikes protesting reform have been staged around the country since January, affecting trains, schools, public services, and ports. Thousands of protesters demonstrated outside Parliament on Thursday. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.